Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hola, Carlos.
As part of this festivity for the birthday party for the five-year-old, we are going to play dodgeball. We are going to play shirts and skins, and I will be taking my shirt off.
No!
Oh, no!
Taking your shell
just
off.
I think I'm going to buy.
I will be taking my shell off.
And now, the real Mitch McConnell. Here he is. Mitch McConnell.
Historically, there have been abortion votes on the floor of the Senate. Uh-huh. None of them have achieved 60 votes.
Uh-huh.
This particular measure the Democrats have today is particularly radical.
Radical.
And I'll call on others to comment on the radical nature of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say there aren't 60 votes there at the federal level, no matter who happens to be in the majority, no matter who happens to be in the White House. Mm.
Yes, Carlos, just to review for you, radical to force half a country to give birth against their will. That's not radical. But letting women have a right they've had for 50 years, that would be radical.
That would be radical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, please, Mitch, go on. Mm-hmm.
So I think the widespread sentiment of my conference is that this issue will be dealt with at the state level. The Supreme Court, if this becomes the decision, has obviously said this is ripe for discussion in Democratic bodies. We happen to be a Democratic body. Schumer is proving that by having us vote on it tomorrow. But I think I'm pretty safe in saying most of my members believe this will be dealt with at the state level.
And then mark my words, if it is not, when they get power back, if he becomes the leader, they will blow up the filibuster to make it a nationwide ban.
Or they'll put
which will,
like,
and then when someone asks him about states' rights, he'll say, "I don't remember ever saying I don't."
No,
did
I'm
say
consistent
that?
In saying that I don't remember what I said. I am consistent in saying that I don't remember what I did yesterday or had if I had oatmeal or lettuce for breakfast.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Remember when, right? He's like, it still calls for an election. Barack Obama does not get a Supreme Court. It was what? It was a year, almost a year. It was almost a year to the next election. And then Amy Coney Barrett, literally, how many millions of people had already voted?
Days.
It was not close to an election. It was in the middle of an election. He's like, I don't remember saying that about Garland.
I don't remember.
Also, it's very presumptuous of Mitch to think he'll still be the leader in the Senate.
Yes.
Trump gets in power.
Yeah, let's... Okay. Speaking of turtles, did you hear that? Look, can we go back to 19 for Carlos? This is he. I'm shocked to find he's a senator. Danes? Is that who?
Montana, I believe.
Oh, this is him comparing women to sea turtles. Here we go.
If you were to take or destroy the eggs of a sea turtle, now I said the eggs, not the hatchlings. That's also a penalty, but the eggs. The criminal penalties are severe, up to $100,000 fine and a year in prison. Now, why? Why do we have laws in place to protect the eggs of a sea turtle or the eggs of eagles? Because when you destroy an egg, you're killing a preborn baby sea turtle or a preborn baby eagle.
Oh my God.
Okay, no, you keep go, going, Carlos. You go. No, oh, should we keep going?
Oh yeah, okay, keep going here.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh boy.
All right.
Yet when it comes to a preborn human baby rather than a sea turtle, that baby will be stripped of all protections in all 50 states under the Democrats' bill they'll be voting on tomorrow. Is that what the America, the left, wants?
And somewhere there are thousands of millions of chickens that are pissed off. What about our eggs? What about our eggs? Bonk!
I hear Chicken Chorus asking that same question. Carlos, thank you.
What an idiot.
Bark, 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 bark.
Stop eating breakfast. Everyone stop. Stop eating that. Put that omelet down.
He's ordering the Grand Slam.
I will slap that omelet out of your mouth.
So he can't just
I'm sometimes stunned into silence, which isn't a good look on a radio talk show host, but I don't. Okay. All right, let's just skip lightly over the whole comparing women to sea turtles and okay.
Bald eagles.
Right. Okay. By the way, who is this? Perry in New Jersey? Mm-hmm. Very good. Hi, Travis Trevor. Oh, I love that wrote to you because you don't write to the woman.
No, but I'm letting you read it.
Yeah. Rick Scott says if a CEO does, this is what he called on Joe Biden to resign.
Right.
I don't remember why, but okay.
Inflation.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If a CEO does something wrong, he resigns and does something else. That's what he said of Biden. He was the CEO of a company charged with the biggest Medicare fraud in history.
Yeah.
He resigned, kept the money, used it to become governor and a senator. So I guess he knows what he's talking about. I still don't. Can you explain that to me, Carlos? Why is he not in prison? Why is he in the Senate? I don't understand.
Because he's a Republican.
Yeah.
But he
Republicans don't hold their own to account.
Resigned, so he obviously admitted to the biggest Medicare fraud in history. So now he's trying to destroy Medicare, basically.
Republicans don't hold their own to account.
Yes.
Okay, but why didn't somebody else,
he can't.
You know when they said history
it?
Will judge them? How about we judge them now with what's the word?
No.
Judges. How about if we judge them now with judges?
He can't keep getting away with it.
Okay.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Okay. Rick noted, is he a pre-felon, like a pre-born person? Is he a pre-felon at least? Is there a chance justice will come? Here he is.
In Joe Biden's economy, we have 8.5% inflation, which is a 40-year high.
It's coming down now.
We've got the highest gas prices in the history of the country. We've got a labor participation rate that's low. We've got inflation that's going way faster than wage growth. We've got a GDP that's declining. And now we've got mortgage rates that are significantly up just this year. Joe Biden gave a talk this morning, blamed everybody else on inflation. He took no responsibility and has no plan.
It is not Rick Scott's plan, which is to raise taxes on most of us and then also destroy Medicare and Social Security.
Isn't there not worldwide inflation due to COVID and
Putin's war, aggression.
Putin's war,
yes. Your point is?
Biden didn't take responsibility for
your point
Putin
is Biden should not resign for that. Okay. By the way, inflation is moderating. I believe I have some new numbers. I'll get to it. Hold, please, everyone. I'll get to it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's go to what? In the meantime, carry the four advice. Beth in Michigan. Hi, Beth. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good, good. I have just a quick story. A friend of mine was put in Twitter jail because she made a comment about somebody in Trump's administration as being a blonde bimbo. Uh-huh. And she was put in Twitter jail because she didn't follow the terms of agreement. So I'm a little confused when a private company, you know, puts out their agreement, you sign it, you violate it. It's not censoring your free speech. Is that right? Or, you know, like when Elon Musk talks about free speech, it's really...
He means the right for Trump to tell 30,000 lies and incite violence at the Capitol. I mean,
private company can put out a town square, if you will, but if you want to use that town square, you have to sign terms of agreement. If you break that those terms of agreement, they can kick you off. That is not censoring free speech. Only the government can censor. If the government told Twitter that they had to keep these people on there, that would be government influencing free speech, and that would be illegal.
And isn't the fire in a crowded theater is always the line we say, right, for free speech. Trump yelled fire in a crowded theater, basically. He incited violence, which resulted in people dying at the Capitol. And that's when Twitter banned him.
And he didn't follow the terms of agreement. So it has nothing to do with being censored.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm so frustrated about. The media doesn't cover it that way.
This is what the right wing means. They want, you know, when they talk about free speech, they mean they want the right to lie unimpeded. They want to say any lie they want to about COVID, about vaccines, about January 6th, about the election, and just be able to, that's free. Oh, that's just an opinion. Both sides do it. Well, that's not how, this is why they, Elon Musk retweeted some right-wing lunatic, what's that guy's name, that said, oh, well, Twitter obviously has a left-wing bias. It's like that old joke, right, Carlos, about facts tend to have a well-known liberal bias. It's the things
because
that are...
Because we address them and use them in arguments.
Right, the things that are true, I guess, are a left-wing bias to them, right?
Yeah, you know, January 6th...
Didn't like OAN, the OAN, this right-wing whack TV network, they just had to run a disclaimer because they lost a huge lawsuit. They had to report on that they just had to admit there was no fraud in this election.
Right. And they tried to bury that statement as much as they could,
right,
you know, in the middle of other programming.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, Carlos.
Yeah, so for example, if we call January 6th an insurrection and a violent insurrection that caused the lives of Capitol Police, endangered many others, that's somehow liberal bias instead of facts. It's
right.
Like, no, we saw what we saw. Mm-hmm. It's right there on the videotape.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
We heard all the speeches.
Yep.
They were inciting violence.
Yep.
There you go. Sorry, facts.